With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. On Wall Street, stocks continue to react to the war in Iran, but things have been much better of late than they were a few weeks ago. The Dow Jones Industrial Average right now having another positive session, not a booming one like yesterday so far, but it is by 32 points at this hour. Prosecutors have released more video of an armed man trying to storm the correspondents' dinner last Saturday.
The U.S. Attorney for Washington, D.C. has posted video on social media that authorities say shows Cole Thomas Allen charging through security at the Washington Hilton. He's carrying a long gun and appears to exchange fire with a Secret Service officer.
The vest did an amazing job because it took a bullet close up. He didn't even want to go to the hospital.
The president was asked if, after multiple attempts on his life, there was talk of his wearing a bulletproof vest.
I don't know if I can handle looking 20 pounds heavier.
Does he now worry at all about another assassination attempt?
I don't think about it. If I did, I wouldn't be effective.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump on Thursday complained about congressional efforts aimed at limiting his powers to wage war against Iran, the latest of which the Senate rejected. The U.S. leader was expected to hear about updated military options for Iran from the Pentagon officials today. Meanwhile, the president reminding reporters that rising gas prices, a clear impact from the war, are a temporary problem.
And you know what? And we're not going to have a nuclear weapon in the hands of Iran. The gas will go down. As soon as the war's over, it'll drop like a rock. There's so much of it. It's all over the place.
In the meantime, pain at the pump will continue to be the norm because of that blockade in the Strait of Hormuz, as a critical waterway remains effectively closed by Iran and its threats of attacking ships that go through. The average price for a gallon of gas in the U.S. hit $4.30 a gallon, the biggest one-day jump in the last 6 weeks. This is SRN News. Connecticut has passed a new vaccine law.
The legislation removes religious exemptions for all shots deemed mandatory by the state and is likely to be challenged in court, experts say. The new measure contains language that states that Connecticut's Religious Freedom Restoration Act cannot be applied to immunizations for children in public or private schools. Some legal analysts predict an investigation of Connecticut by the Trump administration over the law. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pro-life advocates say this week's Supreme Court decision in favor of a New Jersey ministry will set a precedent. The High Court will allow First Choice Women's Resource Centers to sue the state over an investigation into deceptive advertising because the centers do not offer abortions. The conservative majority court has given abortion opponents high-profile wins in recent years. This case also drew support from the American Civil Liberties Union, which supports abortion but backed the pro-life group's First Amendment concerns. This is SRN News. And now here's Rich Thomason with the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street began the day in record territory after rocketing higher yesterday, lifted by strong profit reports from many companies, including Alphabet, the owner of Google, and YouTube. Alphabet rallied 10% after reporting profits for the latest quarter that almost doubled analyst expectations. Brent crude's price rose 83 cents to $111.23 per barrel. U.S. benchmark crude added 12 cents to $105.19. Meta tumbled 8.7%, even though the company behind Facebook and Instagram made more profit last quarter than expected. Investors focused instead on its increased forecast for how much it will spend on data centers and other investments as it builds out its AI capability. Microsoft fell 3.9% after likewise raising its forecast for investments and other capital spending. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
And you'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.